I'm your host, Marvin Polis, from the City of Edmonton Communication Team. Our home next door is receiving an investment from the City of Edmonton and the Province of Alberta through the Cornerstones Affordable Housing Program. This will be the first residence of its kind in the Edmonton area, helping families transition from shelter accommodations to more independent living within the same supportive community. Let's learn all about it.
I'm at Edmonton City Hall, and with me now is Daryl Kreutzer. Daryl is the Acting Director of Housing Policy for the City of Edmonton. We're here to talk about affordable housing, and we're here to talk about Cornerstones. Daryl, tell me about this.
Well, Cornerstones is a plan that was approved by Edmonton City Council back in 2005, essentially to develop partnerships to increasing the supply of long-term affordable housing in our city over the next five-year period. It was set up with a target of about 2,500 units over a five-year period, and City Council allocated a total of $25 million with the larger objective to generate even more dollars from non-government sources. We have surpassed that initial target of 2,500 units. We're looking at a target of closer to 3,200 units.
Daryl, I guess one question that comes to mind is why?
Why? Well, housing is such a critical part of life for all households, regardless of their income. Good housing is associated with many, many good things. The stress in your life is reduced. You are paying a reasonable percentage of your income on rent. You're living in housing that meets building code requirements. And we do know that of all households, the households who pay the greatest proportion of their income on housing are low-income people. And unfortunately, when we have rising demand in a growing housing market, those effects are felt most adversely by low-income households. It was this particular circumstance that was before City Council in 2005, which led to the Cornerstones program.
Can you give me some examples of some of the things that the City of Edmonton is doing in this realm?
One example of a Cornerstones project that meets these larger city objectives is the Our Home Next Door project. It is not intended to be a women's shelter. It is intended to be a long-term affordable housing option for women who outlast their stay in the second stage shelter, which is right next door. Up to this point, women graduating from the program have had very few housing options available to them, and this organization is working very hard to create a supply of housing that can be ready for people graduating from the program next door. One area we do require is that projects require rents of no more than 85% of average market rent for comparable housing in Edmonton, and that particular project requires rents of only 55% of average market rent. Within the development, it's not just 100% pure non-market housing, but it also incorporates a daycare component, and it forms a good match, a good complement with the house next door to it. So all in all, the women who move into the new structure remain in that community that complements their needs.
Okay, so Daryl, Cornerstones has been around since 2005. How successful would you say the program has been?
I believe that Cornerstones has been a resounding success. First of all, it was set up to increase the supply of long-term affordable housing by 2,500 units, and that has been exceeded. The other major aspect of the program was its leveraging objectives. City Council set aside $25 million for the five-year program. There has been close to a 13-fold multiplication effect of those $25 million. The council of the day was very wise to have introduced this program, and we were very fortunate that the government of Alberta saw fit to partner with us, thereby achieving the partnership objectives of the original program.
And why should Edmontonians really be proud of what's been accomplished?
Edmontonians should be proud of what is accomplished under the Cornerstones program, because it really is affecting the daily lives directly of the people who are living in the units. But it's even doing more than that. It's contributing to healthier, more vibrant, more diverse and inclusive neighborhoods. And we see it as entirely consistent with the direction that City Council wants to take us in terms of a more compact, transit-oriented city and one that has a diverse of different household types.
Well said. Daryl, we need to wrap up. Where can Edmontonians get more information about Cornerstones?
Edmontonians can get more information on Cornerstones by contacting the Housing and Urban Renewal Branch of the City of Edmonton's Planning and Development Department.
Thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome.